May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, February 25th, 2023. And today I'll be discussing my newsletter compendium published about a week ago on the new moon with the title of Quantum Megatrends Shaping Revelations. Then if I have time, I'll go into some news of this last week that I'll be publishing soon on my newsletter, which you can subscribe to for free when you email me at cosmiclove@mcn.net. That's cosmiclove, one word, at mcn.net. You can always go to the HeartCom Network and see my previous newsletter compendiums of videos and articles for this year's series on Mainstream Awakening. This Mainstream Awakening is the 2023 Thought Form Meme of the Year, which is a process of predictive modeling as the Great Awakening goes mainstream. Now, meme's an interesting word that I looked up recently because I always wondered what it really meant. And it's a meme is a self-propagating unit of cultural evolution that corresponds to the gene as a self-propagating unit of genetics. So we're talking about, you know, self-propagating as in predictive modeling of the future, you know, again, a unit of cultural evolution that is like genetics, you know, a gene is a self-propagating unit of genetics. So meme, gene. Anyway, I thought that was interesting when I found out about that. But before I go any further into the show, it's time for a cosmic weather report. For those who are new to quantum field astrology psychology, it's good to understand the order of the universe whereby the quantum source field around the Earth and between your ears is connected to very subtle planetary frequencies. This is the same principle of bioenergetics as with homeopathic remedies that demonstrated quantum healing with subtle frequencies 100 years before quantum science even became a thing. And if you go back 1,000 years to ancient China, when they were having a golden age, at the same time Europe was having a dark age, common medical practice in China back then and to this day is acupuncture for redirecting energy currents in the body for quantum healing, you know, to optimize healing. Now think about that. Just the quantum field energy meridians in the body and the quantum order of the universe has been known and taught for millennia in the East, but suppressed in the West with, you know, the takeover of natural healing by pharmaceutical protocols of drugs for whatever ails you. That's changing. East is meeting West because of the instant everywhere interactive internet, and there's a convergence going on. And it's like the Great Awakening is a function of the balance and synergizing of East and West hemispheres of the Earth, like the left and right hemispheres of the brain. And there's a parallel there, you know. And I mean, the whole bioenergetics of the holographic universe of the brain hemispheres and the Earth hemispheres there's a direct correlation. Some of you are aware that in the West, you know, we read symbols of symbols, creating sentences, you know, from the left to right on a page. In a printed page, we read left to right with symbols of symbols. In the East, they read calligraphy, pictographics from right to left on a page. In other words, holistic symbols of concepts, they read from right to left because they're right brain dominant. In the West, we're more left brain dominant. We read left to right. But again, there's a correspondence of the hemispheres of the brain, the hemispheres of the earth, the holographic universe. It's like the iridology, for example. You know, the eyes, you can see inside of the whole body. It's all connected, you know, in the iris of the eye, iridology. You can see what's going on in the body. It was taught in Harvard Medical School almost 100 years, more than 100 years ago. Of course, they stopped teaching it when drug-based medicine, the Rockefellers, took over, financing thousands of hospitals across the United States from the profits from big oil. And they basically created big pharma from the petrochemical distillates and called it miracle medicine. And we've had drug-based medicine in the West ever since then. Anyway, it was the ancient Chinese who taught how the kingdom of heaven is truly within you through cosmic gestation from the time of conception, when a single fertilized egg creates the body in the mother's womb, which is the womb is like a bioenergy cosmic womb, whereby the 12 lower vertebrae in a mother's back will step down the deep space energies of the 12 constellations into the body cells as they rapidly replicate with creative tension, 2, 4, 16, 32, the creative tension, the creation of an entire body with the bioenergetic tension of tension, creating tension release of the cells, differentiation of them, dividing and creating new cells very rapidly in 9 months, setting the matrix of quantum astrology and psychology that is activated with the first fire breath at birth. This is taught, again, in China 1,000 years ago, the order of the universe, the quantum order of the universe and the creation process in the womb. So as far as the global astrology psychology right now as I speak, which is the cosmic weather report I was referring to, the moon is in Taurus right now, which is a very stable earth sign. And the moon is trine Pluto in Capricorn, which is an even more powerful earthy influence. And both the moon and Pluto are focusing their energies through sextiles to Neptune in Pisces. And with the sun in Pisces now also, this is a very high etheric, heart-coherent spiritual energy that is made congruent and tangible through the earthy influence of this creative talent triangle, again, of Pluto, the moon, and Neptune, this triangle. And so it's in astrology, the geometry of, sacred geometry with astrology is called a talent triangle. So it will be easier for me to be both congruent and coherent, mind congruent, heart coherent in my presentation today by God's grace through these influences. So I should add that Mars is in Gemini right now for some intense mental discernment. And Mars is trine Mercury in Aquarius, which is perfect for my discussion of quantum megatrends that are now shaping global revelations. Because, it's pretty well understood that the Aquarian age will be the quantum age. So the Mercury in Aquarius, trine Mars, getting it, energizing the mind of God, geometrically ordered divinity in Aquarius. It's like perfect for this discussion today of quantum megatrends that are shaping global revelations. And since Mercury is also right now exactly square the moon in stubborn Taurus, the bull, some of these revelations may be rather challenging to old paradigm belief systems that resist, if not resent, quantum shift to a wholly new ways of thinking about everything in the unified field of quantum reality. Anyway, excuse me, so much for the cosmic far side that I really believe will be common sense in the quantum age. I'm been a little bit ahead of my time most of my life as kind of a visionary futurist trend analyst. And this is coming, this is quantum reality, quantum science, the quantum Aquarian age. This is what's manifesting. We're right at the cusp of this Aquarian age. So we're just getting, snippets, little micro views of the future, where it's going. And that's what I'll be discussing today. So remember, again, this podcast playback, podcast playback, which will be available here in a few days. You'll be able to pause the playback of the audio podcast, and you know, so you can watch videos and read the articles in their respective, you know, in the newsletters listed in the show notes. So you can enjoy your custom multimedia show. All right, I'm going to go right into this compendium, which is a major compendium, as I understand it, compared to other ones. This is the response I've been getting on this already since I published it here on the New Moon, and as I've been developing it for an article in Natural Life News, which I publish in naturallifenews.com. This will be the March-April issue is just coming up. I've just been finishing that up with Dennis Ouellette, who's the publisher of Natural Life News. I founded that publication in my bedroom about 22 years ago. Dennis Ouellette ran with it and has been managing that publication, doing an exceptional job ever since then. He's helped me customize graphics like the header for this article that I have on the website. If you pull that up from the show notes, or again, you can go to the archives at heartcom.org archive page. All the newsletter compendium since the first of the year are archived there, and including this one, which you can read along. If you can pull that up in another window, you can read along while I'm going through the narrative now. So again, the subject today is five quantum megatrends shaping great awakening revelations. Now we're talking about spiritual, mental, social, physical, and financial revelations. Conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, reformation. You know, it's like, I don't like to call it the global reset. That's got too many negative connotations. I like to think of it as global reformation, like the reformation. Yeah, you call it reset, but again, that has negative connotations of Klaus Schwab and those crazies at the World Economic Forum. So as I begin this, a little preface here is that this is for kind of might say understanding the terms of service of Aquarian ascension terminology for a local and global process of coming into unity, community. This is the predictive modeling I was referring to. So there are five quantum revelations I'm going to be going into. The first one is spiritual revelations, you know, the quantum connection and the unified field. And I begin with a quotation from Eckhart Tolle. You quote, "You are the universe expressing itself as a human for a little while." It's one of my favorite quotes. I've heard a lot of different versions of this, of like, we are basically a vessel for the energies of universe, astrology, psychology, soul contracts, or whatever, expressing itself in a human form for a little while. So this is the law of atonement as at-one-ment that is known universally as the archetypal law of one or law of the circle for spherical consciousness. You know, the zero, the O, the O in the love model, you know, geometrically ordered divinity, sacred geometry. The zero in the love model, this geometrized frame of reference, is spherical consciousness, the law of the one, unity consciousness. The L, the graphic of the L in that geometrized model, has a little circle in the nexus of the crosshairs, you might say, which is like the universal meaning of the cross, cross-referencing the spirit as it ascends and descends to the physical plane of the here and now, of matter, the spirit that matters. So it's like the law of the one and the law of the two in one, spirit that matters. You could say the alpha and the omega of all creation, or left brain, right brain, linear, nonlinear, you know, the structured association versus free association, linear, logical, left brain, letter of the law, as relates to the right brain, nonlinear, spherical, spirit of the law that are integrated in the V of the love model, which is the trinity of synergy of the L and the O. It's like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, and all integrated in the E, which is in the law of the 4-in-1. So you got the law of the 1, 2-in-1, 3-in-1, the Trinity, and the 4-in-1, which is a graphic symbol of looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization, with the capstone being the fifth principle, sometimes referred to 5D consciousness. That's an integration of all these five archetypes of the law of the 1, 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 4-in-1, and of course, the integration and back to the circle spherical consciousness in the capstone. And so this is the model that references, in this law, the 1, 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 4-in-1, 5-in-1, the one spherical spiritual principle of, like, the I am presence or the I am prescience, you know, your causal body as a spherical etheric cause of higher frequencies that govern mental, emotional, and physical causation. So we're really looking at the laws of causation, or the laws of alchemy, or laws of manifestation, you know, from the spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, and the financial, which I'll be going into also in this presentation. So this first principle, again, is referencing the unified field of heart coherence. Now, again, I'm referring to concepts that may be kind of abstract to you. If you're reading along with the narrative and the link to the article I'm referring to, that's, again, archived at heartcom.org, you'll see that a lot of these concepts may be unfamiliar. You can always, if you're listening to the podcast in the future, you know, as soon as that's up, you can pause the podcast and you can click on those links and go to an in-depth report on what the concept I'm referring to, like heart coherence. There's an amazing video when I talk about the unified field of heart coherence, the unified field principle of the coherence factor of the heart, which is a much more powerful generator than the electrical fields in the brain. You know, the EKG or the heart frequencies versus the brain frequencies. The heart coherence is actual golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of holy compassion and joy. So, I mean, that's a concept that is, heart coherence is very important to what I'm talking about with Cosmic Love, the Cosmic Love Show. Some of you that have listened to my show or read the podcast, you know exactly what I'm referring to. If you, what happens when you click on heart coherence and go to that website and see the video on it, that's from, the video is from the Heart Math Institute. For those who are familiar with the Heart Math Institute, it's a brilliant video. It says it very well. And there's some other supporting information that goes into this concept, which is really important for understanding the law of the one, which is where we're at right now. And this is, again, referring to your moral compass for divine direction, connection with all that is real. You know, all that is real for discernment requires heart coherence before you can have mind congruence. The mind can't really be congruent if it's not coherent. So these are concepts that are essential for understanding the creative process, creative learning process, the processes of consciousness, at the quintessential foundation of self-governance, how we govern ourselves. And we can't govern ourselves collectively unless and until we learn the language of consciousness and the first principles whereby we govern ourselves individually. And it's the same universal principles, individual and collective, that I go into as I explain, you know, the concept of universal natural law as defines karmic law, also known as the law of cause and effect, you know, action and reaction. To every action, there's an opposite equal reaction. You know, how, you know, in religion, we, you know, you understand the principle of we reap what you sow. In the larger scheme of Aquarian quantum law of the all-connected unified field. In other words, this, you know, this is the law of one, how it's all connected. So being centered and connected with this first principle, simply summarized, is the pure intention that focuses attention with love, cosmic love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension, ESP, as effective sensory perception. ESP, effective sensory. There's nothing extra about it. It's not extra sensory. It's effective sensory perception. So this effective perception, you know, the first principle of the logos, the law of at-one-ment, the law of one, is the heart of love, cosmic love, universal law, language, love, the frame of reference of geometric ordered divinity, sacred geometry. This is the first law. So the big shift, the big quantum shift to conscientious, collective, common sense by way of cooperative coordination and co-creation with fresh innocence as inner sense is, you know, what happens as we wise up from internet to internet, you know, from cyberspace to inner space, which is the last frontier of ESP, effective sensory perception. So navigating the last frontier of inner space is largely the coordinates for this are what I'm going through today with this quantum conscience, the law of the 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4, 1, 5, 1. So to know better, you know better to do better, and to know better without BS, you know, belief system, to do better. I mean, it's better to believe nothing and to either know or not know, becoming aware of how you are conscious. You know, the language of consciousness, which is linked to a whole website on light language, for personal and planetary evolutionary ascent of conscientious common sense, unity and diversity. You know, the family of mankind, you know, as in all of us, as united sovereigns of Earth. So we're talking about linking the light of consciousness, the light of sovereignty, as the creative ascent process. Creative ascent process. Individual and collective creative ascent process. That's CAP, the capstone, the creative ascent process. The understanding of the love model as the first principles of cosmic universal law and the vision whereby we can conceive, believe, and achieve our spiritual identity. So summing up the first principle of the law of the one is a spiritual affirmation of our identity, our individual identity. I am affirming I am the love of inspiration and understanding. I am the inspired understanding of cosmic universal love. So we're going on to now this, the second principle, the second understanding of mental revelations for quantum thinking. Now, first we got into quantum connection, you know, how it's all connected, law of the one. We're going into quantum thinking now. What we think about, we bring about. So this is really part of the quantum alchemy of manifestation. What we think about, we bring about. So in the larger scheme of things, individuals, organizations, and civilizations rise and fall according to immutable laws. And if you read the Bible or Quran or Book of Mormon or the Bhagavad Gita or any other such compendium of spiritual literature that documents the rise and fall of different peoples, you will find the same spiritual message at the core of humanity's divine destiny. So when we all live according to the first principles of universal love, we naturally wise up and rise up, you know, evolutionary ascent. But individuals, organizations, and civilizations fail and they fall due to cherished illusions and, quote, S-I-N, stuck in negativity, that is symptomatic of pathological victim dictum rather than victory virtues of the pure and precious message of the masters east and west, which is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as thyself. I mean, religions, all the great world religions, at the core of it is the golden rule. I love the quote by Dr. David Hawkins from The Eye of the Eye, a book of his, where he says, quote, "To understand the nature of God, it is necessary only to know the nature of love itself. To truly know love, is to know and understand God, and to know God is to understand love. Pretty simple, folks. God is love. So the higher one's mental concept and utilization of this golden rule, law, language, gold standard, you know, the love of God, God of love, you know, God of love, geometrically ordered divinity, love, cosmic love, universal law, language, love. Then again, the higher the concept, you know, conceiving it and believing it, the greater the achieving of it, you know, results as a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's cosmic law. You know, to the extent that you position yourself with higher frequencies, you know, through meditation and mediation and, you know, pulling it down and aligning and attuning to, you know, the purpose and plan your higher self knows and serves, then bada bim, bada boom, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy. We ultimately get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. Excuse me, I got a little drink of water here. Okay, so so sacred geometry has been known since ancient times to represent universal laws that frame the constitution of quantum science behind quantum healing with acupuncture, homeopathy, medical astrology, and the power of inspired love. So, I mean, in the beginning, God geometrized, you know, there's the ancient Hermetic wisdom, you know, Hermes Trismegistus. In the beginning, God geometrized the law of the angles of God, geometric ordered divinity. So those who are familiar with love codes, and I provided lots of links to this understanding of love code, universal law language, and those who are familiar with these love codes are well aware that this pure geometry frame of reference for cosmic law now makes it possible with a universal interface for global interaction that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience with the universal language of light as consciousness. Light of consciousness, light as consciousness, is universal language. Always has been. Cosmic law, universal law, in terms of the language of light itself. And sooner or later, this is the prophecy fulfilled for the Aquarian age of light and love. You know, we've all heard of the Aquarian age of light and love. Well, cosmic law, language of consciousness itself, light language, and love law, as far as a frame of reference with pure geometry, you know, sacred geometry for basically, you know, understanding, appreciating the order of the universe. So this language of consciousness empowers the wisdom of conscientious common sense with a process called information psychology, you know, recycling general knowledge in the way that generates specific wisdom, you know, enlightened social conscience in our global social networks. You know, our ubiquitous social networks, they're global. They're the communities of today. They're, you know, they're online, but becoming more and more, they're evolving from, you know, cyberspace to inner space with the language of consciousness itself. So the principle involved here with information psychology is that the more information we have, the greater is the need to get it all in order. So this is the global evolution, revolution in higher consciousness, with the organizing of all information in formation along more enlightened lines that frame the constitution of universal common law, quantum logos, quantum law for defining, refining, combining, and shining our gifts and talents as we link the light, you know, the consciousness of light bearers, light workers, and light servers of, by, and for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. Again, organizing all information in formation with a universal heartware interface, which is a community building process with this heartware, and there's a link that goes into that more if you haven't followed it before, for unity and diversity, you know, on the Great Seal of the United States, unity and diversity, e pluribus unum, as will better represent our collective mind of God, geometrically ordered divinity, mental congruence centered in, again, heart coherent love. The first law is heart coherence. Being centered and connected in the heart, as the heart of God, love, source, for mental congruence. No smart without heart. So mainstream mental dis-ease is caused by information overload and cognitive dissonance that will naturally be resolved with Web 3.0 hardware, cyber ethics, which some of you read my newsletters know what I'm referring to there, but it's hot link for new people that can go into what that means, what that looks like, and how that works. So this is a process, again, of organizing all information in information with the constitution of conscience, which is, again, a frame of reference for the first principles of universal cosmic law, at the heart of the next economy based on the currency of conscience, you know, the golden rule standard for conscientious common sense. And there's a link on that, currency of conscience, and it explains how and why that is the standard. You know, conscience, the currency of conscience, is the standard for the next economy. So, summation of this second principle is mental confirmation of identity. It's like the spiritual principle, the mental, the spiritual confirmation of identity is I can. Well, the mental confirmation of identity is I can. So you have I am and you have I can, and the higher the concept of this identity in universal law, you know, love, I can achieve greater results. This is a confirmation of identity. I can achieve greater results the higher the concept of my concept of universal law, language, love. You know, I mean, the more you work with universal law archetypes, the more you see archetypally. And the can-do spirit is the confirmation of identity. I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. So that's kind of wrapping up the second principle of quantum megatrends, you know, regarding quantum thinking and mental revelation. So going into the next principle, number three, of social revelations through quantum mediation, or you can say for quantum mediation, or through quantum mediation. And I love the quote by Marshall McLuhan. He also has a book by this name called The Media is the Message. Some people say the media is the massage. The media massages our consciousness. But the media is the message. And the other quote I have here that kind of, you know, takes it to the next level is love, cosmic love, universal law, language, love, you know, the geometrized frame of reference for cosmic law is the key to mass mediation. And the link under that and the reference there is Heartware Interface. Again, this Web 3.0 Heartware cyber ethics and what that looks like and how that works. I think those who are following along by now and those who have been following my Cosmic Love shows and or my newsletter blog realize that what I do with each of these compendiums, each of these newsletters, is provide basically the table of contents for a book. And the chapters of that book are the links. For example, a whole chapter on this regarding this last quote, love is the key to mass mediation, from Heartware Interface. Understanding this Heartware Interface for mass mediation is really a vision of for involving and evolving the individual and collective conscience of humanity along more enlightened lines for general enlightenment, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So some of you will find that interesting. If you're listening to the podcast, you may just want to pause and read about the Heartware Interface, this universal law language interface, and how that will very quickly, you know, the Heartware Project and other dimensions of this are linked there. To get the big picture of sooner or later, what it will look like when there's this a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with this concept of information's ecology, where people will be able to originate videos and evaluate videos on a mass scale with the language of consciousness. So social media is rapidly evolving a new net reality, a new social conscience in our global social networks. And this process of conscious evolution revelations will define evaluation criteria, the language of light as consciousness, as I referred to before, as will refine a process of mass-to-mass interaction, where you can have 100,000 or a million people respond to the same video program at the same time as a function of this universal interface, the language of consciousness, with three numbers in sequence. I have links that go into this on the vision of this concept, and I'm not going to go into it right now. I'm not going to get through this presentation. So anyway, we're talking about a process of mass-to-mass interaction. Excuse me. That involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience. And conscience, as the chief architect of the Constitution said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. Excuse me. So as this new e-media cyber-ethics standard is utilized to mediate the mass media's mass consciousness, you know, any social network community, the process of linking the light will naturally culture full-spectrum conscience with general enlightenment at the heart of e-learning as education of the heart, e-care as holistic healing, e-commerce, you know, with the conscience, and e-governance, you know, representing the public more directly. And each of those concepts of evaluation criteria are hot-linked with chapters that go into the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, and financial dimensions of quantum and megatrends that are shaping our future as things go more and more instant, everywhere, interactive, quantum field organization of all information in formation. So the keynote here is that social determination of identity, you know, of who we are, is this understanding of social conscience and our social community networks, you know, one for all and all for unity in our diversity. The new us as united sovereigns of Earth. And there's a graphic, you know, on the webpage of the picture of the Earth and like the Earth flag, where people are saying all over the earth, I pledge allegiance to the earth and to all beings who inhabit it and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. The earth flag. So this brings us to the fourth principle, physical revelations for quantum healing. There's a picture graphic there of Einstein with him saying in a quote, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. And this is Albert Einstein speaking. So quantum healing is based on the quantum science of energy frequencies governing the energy fabric of the universe. As above, and within one's own bioenergy body, so below. Again, the holographic universe. Kingdom of heaven is within us. So the Aquarian quantum age, there's a link there, another whole chapter on quantum everything, kind of references what I'm going through today in a different way, because there's nothing new under the sun, said Solomon the Wise. There's just different ways of expressing at different times and different ages the same universal truths. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Worlds without end. Amen. So, the Aquarian Quantum Age has already taken a quantum leap with the 65-year secret space program, you know, the SSP, which some of you are familiar with that I've talked about it in previous shows. And this secret space program includes not only advanced anti-gravity technology and free energy technology, but also numerous quantum healing breakthroughs like the med beds for restoring a long, disease-free life with optimal holistic health. So the empirical truth-based proving of quantum healing efficacy will be evidenced by self-correcting database standards, Global Telecare. There's a whole chapter on that with videos for the analysis, prevention, and treatment of all disease. And these new standards will define and refine a new health assurance industry whereby you don't get sick as much and you recover quicker when you do. The only reason that current informatics technology has not yet been utilized to provide free online global telecare for health assurance is simply because the data would clearly expose the harmful pharmacidal side effects of vaccines and the synthetic chemical drugs used to treat those side effects. In other words, the economics and politics of the current medical industrial complex for disease profiteering are as entrenched and self-serving as the military industrial complex for war profiteering. So, keynote, the physical integration of identity is we do. You know, again, I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, we do. The unity state of united sovereigns integrates all the previous spiritual, mental, and social sovereignty keys that I've referred to above, number one, two, and three. That brings us to the capstone, you might say, economic revelations. And I go into the quantum financial system, which again, some of you may be familiar with and some of you not so much. So the potential for extraordinary abundance, you know, the abundant life on Earth with release of suppressed technologies will make the current scarcity economics obsolete. This is the transformation we're talking about on a global level that's really going on. The reformation, the reformation will be with an economics of abundance where all the suppressed technologies that would provide abundance are released, and we will truly have a new, whole new economic order. The infrastructure for that is being set up. It's being called the Emerging Quantum Financial System, or QFS, and it's based on, the currency of conscience, the inner gold standard for an economics of abundance, making obsolete the fake Federal Reserve banking system that is not federal, it's privately owned, and has no reserves. They just create money out of thin air. These Rockefeller-Rothschild banksters maintain scarcity economics, you know, the oxymoronic value of scarcity, that conceals, wastes, and destroys abundance to keep prices, profit, and control high. And they're losing control, so they're resorting to totalitarian tactics with suppression of the core constitutional freedoms, etc. We're all aware of that, what's going on. You can say, we witness, you might say, the end game of all of this, scarcity economics, with the deep state's creation and management of ultimate scarcity, you know, four horsemen of the apocalypse, war, disease, food scarcity, and death for totalitarian emergency powers and abject tyranny. And again, this is something I don't like to talk about, I don't like to go into, but it's like reality therapy. You know, there's no healing the systemic problems if we don't come out of denial and willful ignorance of the systemic problem. And we have it in a nutshell. We're moving through it. Sometimes it's darkest before the dawn, but this is the chaos capitalism that we're seeing, a crisis capitalism that creates and manages war, disease, scarcity, and death for more emergency powers and totalitarian control. So at this point in the narrative, on this fifth point, I go into the deep state predictive programming of paradigm paralysis or paradigm blindness. And this is a 5-minute video from the Reese Report, and it's pretty heavy. It's pretty intense. It gets into predictive programming and the Ohio train wreck. You know, in that part of Ohio, I used to live in Ohio, and it was across the state from me and close to the border of Pennsylvania. And the byline I've got in this video, this 5-minute video from February 17th, is that the same people who told you that COVID was going to kill you and that the vax was safe are now telling you that the water and air are safe in East Palestine, Ohio. What most people don't know is that it was about 6 months ago or a year ago, they had the video that was released, and it's global now, movie that was released that actually had excerpts, and not excerpts, but had actors from East Palestine, Ohio. And it was actually from a city that was near East Palestine, Ohio, of a train wreck with explosive toxic, you know, it's almost like it was like predictive modeling of something that was going to happen so that when people when it does happen, people aren't so shocked because in the collective unconscious, they've already been numbed and dumbed with, you know, a horror scenario that they don't want to think is possible. So then when it does happen, they don't want to think it's possible because it was just a movie. It wasn't real. That's the psychology that is used to tell people what you're going to do. This is like the elite. They do predictive modeling to tell people symbolically what they plan to do. So then when they do something horrible, horrendous on purpose, making it look like an accident, they can say that people's response that they were told or they were warned so that the people that created this problem don't have such a heavy karmic load. It's called karma dodging. You know, the perpetrators do karma dodging by telling people what they're going to do before it happens, even though it's unconscious and symbolic, like in the case of a movie that's very similar to the same thing that happened in East Palestine, Ohio, that was just from the year before. So there's a full story on that, an article you can read that goes into the big picture of modern day robber barons who are in panic and going down. They are going down sooner or later, sooner when there's enough good people, netizens on networking on the internet for the net worth of global net reality of, you know, the big picture of our Aquarian divine destiny. In the meantime, you got the dark side deep state trying to create and manage just as much chaos and fear porn as they can to depress people, to make them feel like victims, so that they don't do anything. They don't resist, or they don't, you know, they don't rise up. They just become depressed. That's the dark side agenda. And as Abraham Lincoln said regarding the moral repugnance of slavery, he said that to quote, to send my silence when they should protest makes cowards of men. So, this is part of the MO, the method of operation of the dark side deep state. They do predictive modeling of horrible things to come because they want to create those horrible things, and they want to dodge their karma for creating those horrible things by basically telling people, you know, subtly, symbolically, you know, one way or the other with movies or otherwise, what they're planning to do. Now, this is a concept some of you are familiar with, and it may seem really abstract to other people listening, but there's, a method to the madness that it helps to understand so that you can be philosophically correct about the whole thing. So as the Aquarian frequency shift resonates in our DNA, and again, this is the energies, the frequencies are shifting as we move more and more into the quantum field of Aquarius. You know, as these deep state energies of Aquarius come into and align with our solar system in this 25,800 year precession of the equinox, this is a cycle in the cycle of our solar system above and below the galactic plane of our solar system as it orbits around the great central sun. It is orbiting. It's moving forward, but the forward motion is like a sine wave curve that moves above and below because it's orbiting above and below this galactic plane of the of our galaxy. And the photon belt, as it enters that, and this is what happens. What happened in 2012? It really hit smack dab in the middle of that photon belt. Again, for 100 years, we've seen things accelerating. Like I talked about, you know, for the last 100 years, as things accelerated, principles and concepts like homeopathy, and of course astrology, and acupuncture and other bioenergetic, the quantum field things, have been coming into the collective consciousness. These quantum sciences, quantum technologies, quantum reality has been manifesting. And as this happens more and more, we come into a unified field of understanding. And it's shifting our energies and our consciousness in our DNA from the inside out. And this is called epigenetics. You know, the energies in the quantum field, even our thoughts affect our DNA. Our thoughts affect our genetics. It's known, you know, I should say it affects our genetics more so than the DNA as a whole, but the genetic part of our DNA is affected by our thoughts, our energies. I mean, if you think really negative thoughts or if you have some really negative person in your field all the time, you can get depressed. The negative energy, you know, can depress your health, your wholeness, and you can get cancer or some other disease. So the field, it's as a general unified field, is evolving and maturing to the point where it's integrating from the inside out and fine-tuning, you know, this mind congruence with heart coherence in the source field. Anyway, I'm going to wrap up this video by referencing a quote by Henry David Thoreau. We've built castles in the air. Your work need not be lost. That's where they should be. Now put the foundations under them. And, of course, the Light Man logo with the foundation, Worldwide Love Foundation with Full Spectrum Enlightenment, is a function of that. There's a great video through the Heart Center, David Christopher Lewis from Sanat Kumara, to finishing up this presentation when you see the compendium on the internet. I hope you have a chance to see that. So I want to thank everyone for listening. Hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, you know, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been heard, and be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.